Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 3 with verses 7 through 10. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, John said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into fire." What a vision of retribution God can instill. John spoke of the coming wrath your life will pursue. Do you believe and repent, or do you laugh and take a chance? Nothing will happen to you when you are through. Ultimately, God will judge me and you, whether you believe it or not, is something your life will show and prove. Either you will give good works and produce fruit that we can consume, or it will be nasty and spit out by your sour attitude as proof. Do you forgive, or do you retribute? Do you give, or do you consume? We must find a way to see God in everything we do. Placing God first is way more than just some saying I come up with to do. It is life eternal for those who understand how to choose right over wrong when love is what you ensue. We seek the joy of love and peace, seeking not our own will but of Christ's redemption to please, not just your own desires but that of God, of who you seek to appease. When we think about it, life will be over in an instant as we see those who pass away from around us, from every age imaginable, from the womb through more than 100. And we say to ourselves, how will we go in the name of Jesus? Will we go in our sleep peaceful? Will the Lord allow us to see that joy? Or will it be abrupt and filled with coy because somebody else chose destruction over that joy? Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece, Brittany, who had brain cancer and recently showed no cancer and was cancer-free. We call on her a miracle, a love of prayer, and we continue to ask for her healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church, as we do each day, as we pray for our Holy Mother in Jesus' precious blood. By His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then our poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today leads us to chapter 3 in verses 7 through 10, three stanza poem. It's titled, "Filled with Hocus Pocus. Baptism of John visited. Sadducees and Pharisees noticed. Vipers of brood called, filled with Hocus Pocus. Spirit-filled John accused, wrath flee, warning induced. Repent, evidence of fruit good produced. Father Abraham can't save your abuse. Raised by God, Abraham's children, stones these will be their frown. Lying axe at the tree, roots beginning, fruit good bear not, torn down. Amen. I'm Tom Showcruise Wiggins. It's December 8, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today on time at 7:11, calling on the name of Jesus to our good friends John and Marie with blessings to them as we do each day. Man, do we need some love and support of the Word of God in our daily lives to overcome the wrath that seems to be falling all around us. Prayer is our defense. Keep your prayer strong in Jesus' name. Amen. We close in His name. Jesus, 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 your Lord and Savior. God bless you. Amen.